we are always concerned at these major deadlines, and this is one of the biggest ones each year. This is the primary deadline to pay your taxes. And this is for people who did not make that first half payment back in November. So all of the taxes due, if you didn't do that, your entire tax is due by January 31st. And so we always have large influx of people wanting to come in and pay in person, and that's fine as long as they're aware that they're going to have to stand in line. And it will be time-consuming on their behalf. And it is January, and there's an outside chance it could be cold and nasty, so they need to be prepared. Large quantity of people will be mailing their payments in. We do have a concern there because over the past few years, there have been some changes in the way the Postal Service handles mail. And people who in the past have been able to go in after 5 o'clock and drop their payment at the post office and have that payment postmarked as a timely payment on that last day, we're seeing that not happening. And so a lot of people who have, that's been their procedure in the past, you know, didn't get down here to pay before 5 o'clock, they've just gone by the post office and dropped it either outside or even gone inside. But if you're dropping that payment at the Postal Service late on the last day, there is an extremely good chance it will not be postmarked. And if it's not postmarked, you basically have no proof that you mailed it timely. And we can't accept your word for it. Unfortunately, it has to have that U.S. Postal Service postmark.
I also see a similar dilemma for those who want to make electronic bank payments.
That's true. Going on your bank to your bank and creating a payment to this office is fine, but you need to understand that that payment is going to be processed by your bank. They're going to print a check, and they're going to put it in the mail, and it's that postmark that's going to determine when you made the payment, not when you actually initiated it. The only time that really works for you is if you are going to my website and you're doing an electronic check from there, where you create basically the payment and we go out and draft it from your bank. There's a fee for that, $5 as long as you're paying less than $10,000, but you've got a receipt immediately showing that you did it, and you've got up until midnight, the night of the deadline, to do that. So if you're going to do it online, you need to do it almost immediately, and it may be too late now if you're going to your bank to do it. If you go to my website, then you can do the e-check and get some kind of proof that you initiated the payment, and we will be able to take that.
Your website being?
www.brazostax.org.
Any other reminders or tips for those who have to get this paid?
We have several years back started the process where if you wish to pay with a credit card, you can go online and do that from that same website. The difference being you do have to look up your account and initiate that payment from inside your account because the software picks up your information and transfers it to our third-party administrator, and you then go ahead and complete the payment. There is a fee for that. It's approximately 2.5% of what you're paying, so you know that is an additional fee. And it's a processing fee. If you're not wanting to pay that fee, then a credit card may not be the direction you want to go. But that is out there for folks that maybe don't have the money right now, do want to put it on a credit card. If someone wants to pay their taxes and they've been saving and they don't have quite enough to pay it off in full, we encourage you to go ahead and pay what you can by the deadline. And the reason we do that is, obviously, the penalty and interest starts accruing on February 1, but it's only calculated on the balance of the tax due, so it will save you money. Don't keep trying to save up enough, because once that deadline to pay goes by, the amount due is a moving target. Every month it's going to go up. So pay what you can. We encourage partial payments. We accept partial payments on your full tax amount. At any time, we encourage people to do that. And come talk to us, and we'll see what we can do to help you determine what's the best thing to do to how to get your taxes paid, because that's our goal, to see what we can do to help you get this done.
But you can't do anything because of state law to reduce interest and penalties.
We can't lower the penalty and interest rate. We can't stop it from accruing, because the payment deadlines and the amount of the penalty and interest is all written into the tax code. And there is nothing there that gives us authority to waive it or put it off or reduce it because of certain situations. That simply is not out there. So we appreciate that it's pretty stringent. It's the penalty and interest rate is, it starts high and it just keeps going up. But that was set in the statute several years back, and our goal is just to make sure people are aware of the deadline and that some action is better than no action. A partial payment is better than no payment at all. It's going to benefit you. If you can pay before the, February 1st, your money's going to go farther. And so please get with us. Let us help you. And remember that we're going to be extremely busy. There are going to be long lines, and it's going to be very difficult to get the information by phoning because our phone lines are going to be really backed up with people calling. So use that website to get your information.